Good morning. It is a Friday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Tough and strange times we're living in right now. The coronavirus overtaking all of life, and particularly in the United States. California has now issued a stay-at-home order. As far as working out a deal in Washington, the GOP aid plan has corporate tax cuts and $1,200 checks to taxpayers, says the New York Times. The economic rescue proposal would also provide hundreds of billions of dollars worth of business loans and limits on paid leave. And the week we've just gone through is quite something.
That's right, David. Those are the headlines, and we are subjected to them minute after minute, but we have to have information. And while I'm on the subject, I do want to take a moment to thank our wonderful control room staff and everything they're doing by coming in and being on the front lines. We're doing our best to protect them. Can't have a radio station without them. And a big shout out to everybody on that staff who are doing the things that they are. And the same goes to our news division. They're out there, they're doing their work, and this is a very serious time. You know, in California, David, they're talking about one half of the population being subjected to this thing. As far as what you said about the relief bill, it is interesting that it comes down to Mitch McConnell and his group doing corporations and corporate help, and secondarily to people. Nancy Pelosi says nothing doing. We can't do that. We have to help people first. And you got to really admire her guts, because at a time like this, the pressure must be intense to take whatever she can get. So this coronavirus is more than this country has ever been subjected to. You have more people allegedly, and I say allegedly because I don't know, in Italy dying and being subjected to this thing than in China. So one scratches their heads and says, well, maybe the Chinese aren't telling us the truth. That would be the first, wouldn't it, David? Not, as we say. But we do see that it's worldwide, and many, many people have gotten it, and it's going to get worse before it gets better.
Well, here's a disturbing headline from the Washington Post. Coronavirus deniers persist, claiming, quote, it's mass hysteria. Despite the warnings, they vow to go about their daily lives, convinced that the reaction to the coronavirus is merely a plot by the media and liberals out to get President Trump.
So here we are seeing again and again on television and other places images of people in bikinis and shorts congregating on beaches. One wonders what kind of suicidal activity this is. This is more than can be believed. The Democratic governor of California says to the best that he can, get off the beaches, go to your homes and stay there. And it is good advice. Not everybody can. Those people at the CVS drugstore who are giving out the life-saving drugs that people have and other places are doing an incredible job. And in the midst of a terrible pandemic like this, you got to just really stop and thank those people who know what they're doing and doing it to save so many others. It's extraordinary. Now, of course, not everybody who gets this virus is going to die. And yet we're finding that people are not listening. They can protect themselves, but they're not doing it. One wonders if this is what happened at Pompeii.
Well, obviously, amid all of this, we have a 2020 presidential campaign, and the coronavirus has impacted that. 2020 campaigns go digital amid fears of COVID-19 from the AP. Democrats Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders, as well as Republican President Donald Trump, have had little choice but to call off large-scale public events in favor of politicking online and over the airwaves. They're being replaced with tools of digital world, teletown halls, virtual fundraisers, and live stream speeches. And depending on how long this goes, you've got to factor in voting into all of this, don't you, Alan?
Voting in November. Look, a lot of people have been saying for a long time, even before Corona, that this president was going to find a way to call off these elections. We have choices to be made here. State legislatures can stand up and do the right thing and say, okay, look, there may be potential downsides to digital voting and to mail voting, but nothing compared to calling off an election. We have got to protect the American democracy, and this is a time for the state legislature to stand up and go forward. Our state legislature in New York already has examples of coronavirus in it. People are walking in one at a time to do their voting. Nevertheless, that's their job. They're doing what they're supposed to be doing. But now they've got to move forward, and they've got to protect us and protect our democracy. And that goes for every state legislature in the country. There's got to be a way that they can say, all right, let's make sure that we get to keep the vote. And if that means digital, if it means mail, that far surpasses nothing.
What do you make of the senators who sold stock before the steep market losses from the virus? One, Senate Intelligence Committee Chairman Richard Burr, a Republican of North Carolina, and Georgia Senator Kelly Loeffler.
Look, David, there will always be people who do this. We saw Collins out in Buffalo. People will not think with their heads. Look, Burr is going to get himself into a tremendous amount of trouble. This was an NPR report, by the way. And he will suffer the political consequences. You know, I'm not an economist. I can only tell you that I've worked for a lifetime, and I had a certain amount of money in my Tia Cref account. It's going down precipitously, but I wouldn't touch it because I think at this stage of the game, when this is all over, it'll go back up again. I hope so.
Our political observer, Alan Shar, talk with us. Alan, WAMC family, listen to Dr. Fauci. Stay safe, and if you can, stay put.
David, you're so right, and stay safe is right. And we got to keep this radio station going. I know it's a tough time to ask, and there'll be people who think I shouldn't ask, but we want to keep this radio station going. If even a few dollars gets put into the mail at 318 Central Avenue, Albany, New York, 12206, we can do it. Look, major institutions are having their troubles. Here in Berkshire County, the Berkshire Eagle is a shadow of itself already. And our Josh Landes has done a terrific story that everybody ought to listen to about how this kind of thing can happen. This is a terrible time, but freedom of information is on the top of my list.